concerts in CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Cassador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with the Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theater on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, The Tut, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. To learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram, and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there. When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor, born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
We just heard Nick Schofield and No Cosmos with their joint project. That's Sky Cafe is the new track there. A little instrumental. So we're warming up. We're getting our joints moving in this cold, frigid winter air. I don't know. I imagine it's pretty
cool.
Rough out there. East for you guys.
Oh my
God. We've been having like minus 22, minus 26 mornings.
It's crazy.
And like it doesn't really warm up.
I did see a post online that was designed to be rage bait, but it was like, oh, would you rather run errands in negative 30 or in plus 30? And some people are like, oh, I've never lived anywhere that's colder than minus 3, but I would always pick colder over hot. And it's like, okay, positive 30 is unpleasant, but like you get sweaty. If you're outside for an extended period of time in negative 30, your body starts decaying. Like
negative 30 is colder than the average surface temperature of Antarctica.
Yeah, like this is it's not
a human amount of cold.
No. Whereas positive 30 is like, oh man,
it's like a little uncomfortable.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Negative 30 is like non-survivable if you're outside for too long. Anyway, sorry, we all know this. It's cold. It's not cold. It's cold. But
yeah, but it's been real cold. I hope you're bundled up. I hope you don't work outside.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Or that they're letting you work inside for now.
Because, folks, it is not hospitable out there at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, remember the ice war on Europa meme from last year?
No.
It was 2 years ago.
I do not.
Everyone was joking about how there's an ice war on Europa. And like pretend like basically
is that
like,
a moon?
Yeah, a moon of Jupiter, I believe.
Okay.
They were like just it was sort of like this group creative project on Twitter for a couple days. It was a lot of fun, and they were calling everyone back on Earth warmies, and like making jokes about like, oh, they have so much PTSD, they come home and then they have to sleep with the fridge open because they just can't handle it.
Gotcha.
Pretty funny stuff. But anyway, that's what it's like outside here. So good luck on your war against the alien bugs of Europa or Kingston or wherever you happen to be listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's
let's play some music.
Let's play some music, folks. It's folks. Seattle won the Super Bowl. We're going to be talking about that after the next break. But to celebrate, here's some Nirvana. The man who sold the world. Here we go.
Set on walls and spray. screw it up, did I? Okay. But here's another one I could screw up.
What is it?
Am I going to do this by myself?
Thank you.
than with the flashlight on. Because I can't see without my flashlight on. The power's out. I'm plugging my mic to batter. The recorder played a show and got some dinner with friends. Then took a train to a small town a few hours south to track some singers Yaroslav recommend. Then I heard the Russian battery drone above me again in a location that was hard to defend. They hit the Zaporizhzhia generator. And now I'm pissing with the
concerts, and he was like, "I'll do you one better," and invited them to the Super Bowl to get married.
Oh my gosh, that must be all. That's so awesome.
So yeah, he's very, very cool. I hate to live out, but like just seeing that display of like, you know, love, if we're going to use the other, just like this, you know, nice community. It was inspiring.
It was not that ice kid. It was an actor child. See, this, anyway.
I just didn't think my own father would lie to me, but we're living and learning.
It was a little boy that is an actor. Good job, little boy actor.
Good boy.
Super cute.
I hope that he gets to keep the statue regardless.
Yeah.
You have to applaud the NFL, obviously a horrifically evil organization, for masterfully playing both sides here. It's like they are simultaneously the most rah-rah MAGA sports institution and the wokest at the same time. They've realized that you can't fence it. That doesn't make anyone happy. You have to play both sides really hard, and that way both sides are A, mad at you, but B, feel invested in your project at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they strike me as way more rah-rah MAGA than they do as woke.
Yeah, but like, you know, they choose love and all like the stupid things they have to put in the back of
them. Yeah, but choose love is not a statement that's offending anybody.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm saying, like, many, many people were very, very mad about Bad Bunny, and he did a very politically charged halftime show. That's undeniable.
This is true. I see your point, but also Bad Bunny is literally the biggest artist on Spotify right now. Like, Bad Bunny
awesome.
Is so famous. I don't know if, like, picking the world's most famous artist is, like... Anyway.
I retract it.
Carrie-Anne Underwood sing that weird Friday night or Sunday night or whatever the heck song that is. That was so bad, and I hate seeing her. She is really MAGA. So anyway...
What was your favorite ad? We didn't see a lot of them.
There was nothing memorable.
I liked the one that was like calling out Elon Musk. It's like it was like a different car company's electric car.
Yeah,
that was funny. They're like, maybe you could try to go to Mars or not. Got it.
Yeah, it's a Swedish car company. Anyway, it was fine. It was way too long, but Bad Bunny did a great job. So, and go Seattle. We were really happy with the one.
You love to see
it. The Cooper Cup guy, though, I don't like his vibe.
No?
He just looks weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe he's a great football player. Just too ginger, maybe.
Yeah. And Darnold, too.
Sorry, gingers. Anyway.
No, I'm not. Anyway, some sad news after the Super Bowl, which is that the original guitarist of Cake, Mr. Greg Brown, has passed away after a brief illness. I saw someone on the Cake Facebook group refer to his guitar intonation as sardonic, which is so perfect. Like, yes, if a guitar could sound like an ironic 90s guy, that is what his guitar sounded like.
Yeah.
So, maximum respect to Greg Brown. God be with you. And let's play some Cake to celebrate him. Here's Love You Madly.
Thank you.
CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Dark Green Water. That was by Great Grandpa. Before that, we heard Broken Social Scene, Not Around Anymore. That's a brand spanker from Broken Social Scene. They are touring alongside Metric and Stars. Check that out. Their last date is in Toronto. I believe that's in May. But don't quote me on that because I cannot remember.
He lies all the time also.
Totally. And at the top, we heard Cake, Love You Madly. Folks, I know last week I said that we were going to have to meet in the middle. We had Punxsutawney Phil said 6 more weeks of winter. Wired and Willie said spring is coming.
Okay.
I said let's average that 3 more weeks of winter.
Yeah.
But we do have another sign of spring to look forward to, which is birds are coming back, folks. I don't know, like we saw this week there were numerous bees of geese. Idea. co-host.
We have all the, it's a bad word, darned by aquaculture.
Well, I wonder what that means. Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Cadence Weapon and Junia T with Alpin Flange. Flange. There's no N there. Before that, we heard Best Coast When I'm With You. And at the top, we heard Aquaculture with All Be Darned, but he didn't say darned. He said something else. Song House Fire. Here we go.